there appears to be progress on the Hawaiian telescope front, about which the regents may hear in their upcoming meetings during public comments. As blog readers will know, the 30-meter telescope project, TMT, has been stalled for years. UC is a partner in the TMT. Possibly, the new entity created in Hawaii will produce a resolution of the conflict. From US News and World Report. Prominent native Hawaiians named to Mauna Kea Authority. Hawaii's governor has appointed several people, including some prominent native Hawaiian activists, to a new board charged with managing Mauna Kea summit lands underneath some of the world's most advanced astronomical observatories. By Audrey McAvoy. Governor David Ige on Monday appointed several people, including some prominent native Hawaiian activists, to a new board charged with managing Mauna Kea summit lands underneath some of the world's most advanced astronomical observatories. Two of the eight appointees, Lanekila Mangoil and Noe Wong Wilson, were leaders of 2019 protests that brought a halt to the construction of the 30-meter telescope, the latest observatory proposed for the mountain on Hawaii's Big Island. Many native Hawaiians consider the summit sacred, and protesters objected to building yet another telescope there. The summit currently hosts about a dozen telescopes built since the late 1960s. Responding to the protests, the state created the Mauna Kea Stewardship and Oversight Authority this year with a new law that says Mauna Kea must be protected for future generations and that science must be balanced with culture and the environment. Native Hawaiian cultural experts will have voting seats on the governing body, instead of merely advising the summit's managers as they do now. The eight nominations must be confirmed by the state senate. The authority will have 11 voting members. The other three are representatives of the Board of Land and Natural Resources, the University of Hawaii Board of Regents, and Hawaii County's mayor. Also appointed is Kumonami Kalani Bima, a University of Hawaii professor and former commissioner of the Hawaii State Water Resource Management Commission. He was named for his expertise in Hawaii Island land resource management. Former Kamehameha Schools General Counsel and former Hawaiian Telcom President John Kumeiji was appointed for his business and finance experience. The governor selected Rich Matsuda, an engineer who leads community relations for WM Keck Observatory, from three names submitted by Mauna Kea Observatories. Matsuda, Wong Wilson and Mangoil all served on a working group formed by the House of Representatives to develop recommendations for managing the mountain. The working group's report created the foundation for the new law.